Larry Bond's Red Dragon Rising, Shock of War, by Larry Bond and Jim DeFelice. Performed by Luke Daniels. For days now, they'd been shadowed by a Chinese cruiser and frigate. The Chinese spent most of the time sailing just over the horizon, ducking back and forth as he moved, sometimes across his course, more often dogging his stern. They had briefly attempted to block his path into Vietnam's coastal waters, a move that could have started a war. They had threatened to interfere with his mission to send a helicopter to pick up a small group of SEALs rescuing some civilians, spies, he assumed, though the group included a small girl. Whatever. The specifics of their mission didn't interest him. More to the point was the principle that a U.S. warship went wherever it pleased. He hadn't fired. Doing so would have been against orders, but he had still managed to do his job and to prove the point. Since then, the McLean had sailed northward toward the Gulf of Tonkin. She was back in international waters, about 20 miles off the Vietnamese coast. Silas's orders were rather vague, remain off the coast of Vietnam, giving him considerable leeway, though in the end the lack of an actual mission frustrated him. Demonstrating America's right to be there was hardly the sort of job one pined for. And so, as he reviewed the evening intelligence briefing and saw the reports of the Chinese amphibious fleet at Hainan, it was not surprising that Silas concluded he did in fact have something to do, and that was to head farther north. For though he had been told not to seek a conflict with either of the two aircraft carriers the Chinese were operating near their home port of Zhen Zheng, he had not been ordered away from the amphibious fleet. And in fact, a good naval man would certainly deem it advisable to investigate the whereabouts of that fleet, certainly in the absence of orders against doing so. After he had arranged it and noted that there was no need to alert fleet to his intention, as they would be clear to any observant seaman, let alone to the admiral who was his commander, Silas left the bridge to feel the spray of the ocean. As he lifted the binoculars to his eyes, he thought there was no better feeling in the world than to be standing on the deck of a warship making his way northward. And if there was a better feeling, surely it would be his within a few days.